On a sunny, chilly day, the line formed outside the church's activity center. It was appointment only, and they filled out the paperwork as they waited an inch toward the basketball courts that housed the check-in, the vaccination areas, and the checkout.
Well, good morning. It's great to be back in Pensacola. I want to thank Olive Baptist Church and Ascension Sacred Heart for hosting us today.
This is, in effect, part of the second wave of inoculations for Florida, residents ages 65 and older. It follows the initial doses given to frontline medical workers and residents and staff at long-term care facilities and nursing homes.
Sending a lot of doses to hospitals. They were working through their key staff and doing that well. But we told all the hospitals, look, you're going to do that, that's important, but we need to be ready to go into the community, particularly vaccinating our senior citizens. And that is going to be our priority when we're talking about the broader community.
Ascension Sacred Heart's plan to distribute the vaccine to seniors was submitted and approved by the Florida Agency for Health Care Administration. DeSantis in Pensacola announced two new vaccination sites to be run by Sacred at Olive Baptist and the Milton Community Center.
You look that line, people are excited. They have a very good setup in there. Very efficient, very good, and I think it's going to be great. They're locked and loaded to do 1,000 a day for the next 2 days here and at probably the other location. When they asked for more vaccine, we made sure that was something that was done.
Between the two mass vaccination sites, we already have 3,500 reservations. So we'll have 3,500 people minimum vaccinated by the end of tomorrow, and we'll schedule additional dates in the near future.
Justin Labrato is Chief Operating Officer for Ascension Sacred Heart Medical Group.
In the future, we're going to have those appointments at getsacredheartcare.com. So when they're available, they'll be on that website. We have a great partnership, so we can't do this alone. Great partnerships with our local FQHC, Community Health Northwest Florida. They're here. They're helping us with manpower today.
Since March, Sacred Heart has administered nearly 62,000 drive-through coronavirus tests.
That's great that we can COVID test, but it's all about the vaccine. The vaccine is the only way that we're going to make a dent in this. So we're excited about these future dates.
We're honored here at Olive Baptist to try to bring our community together. Somebody asked me, it must be a miracle of God. You got the Catholic and the Baptist working together. I said, amen. That's a good day.
Reverend Ted Trailer is church pastor.
You can see these folks that are servants, our community that are here. It's just a good day when we can reach out and try to help our community. Glad to see this line growing through here, and we're honored here at Olive Baptist to just be a part of that.
COVID-19 vaccinations in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are being given against the backdrop of a continuing increase in the number of cases.
Currently, we are at 268 hospitalizations, which means the last 3 days, January 4th, we were at 248, January 5th, 267, and January 6th at 268.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson with the latest hospitalizations from Baptist, Sacred Heart, and West Florida hospitals. He's also urging patients as additional doses of vaccine are being rolled into the area.
We can't give everybody a vaccine tomorrow, but we ask that you work with us, be patient with us, continue to follow the protocols that we've done, and we will be getting vaccines out there to you. All of these things are moving forward. The biggest thing is making sure we secure our supply of the vaccines, and we're certainly working to do that.
Meantime, the mayors of the largest cities in Escarosa, along with the respective county commissions, are sending letters to the state requesting it to set up a vaccine site in the two county area similar in size and scope to the testing facility that was at the University of West Florida. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.